Yeah, it's like the day after starting of a new week, actually. Today, I would say the day after triggers, but more or less, it's the day after then you start working. Most people go on vacation, I keep on working. That's how it is when you're working in the music industry and having your own company. Really, you don't never have vacation, which is also fine. I hate vacations. It's not productive in any way. Anyway, it's not what I'm going to talk about right now. It's more or less, I'm going to talk about hopeless cases. I mean, sometimes you wonder a little bit, like, I got a person calling me a week ago, and I know what kind of music he does. It's not, you know, it's dance music, nothing special. He uses the most freeware there is and stuff like that. And he was more or less like complaining that no one wants to, you know, place his music in commercials and this and this, and no one is working with my music. I'm doing all my work myself. And, you know, whatever I suggested him, the more or less he just said, yeah, but I have tried that. It's like, yeah, have you sent it to newspaper? Yeah, they don't answer. Have you sent it to blogs? Yeah, but they don't answer. Have you put it on firms like Music Dealers, Audio Socket, or something like that? Yeah, but they don't place it. And it's like, have you contacted them and asked them what they think about the music? It's like, yeah, one of the firms didn't get it, and the other one was like didn't answer back, and one of them said no to his music. And you're like, and he still goes for the question, what should I do now? And you're like, yeah, I don't know. And you know exactly what error is. You know exactly what the error is. He's not good enough. That's the error. But the problem is that you really don't want to destroy someone's dreams. It's like, someone have told me that when I started in a band that, yeah, I suck. I understood it myself, though, after a while, that, yeah, I suck. I should actually doing the management part or the paper shuffling part. That's my good job. But I found that out myself. It's more or less like I actually don't... no one told me that I sucked. Actually, no one ever told me that I sucked. I understood it myself. But in this case, he doesn't understand that he sucks, because he's far more better than I am to make music. But he's not good, so he's going to be on the top one. And the style he's choosing is so easy to be copied that, yeah, it goes hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people doing dance music. Because it's simple, you don't need much tools, and it sounds pretty okay even for an amateur. So it's going to be quite hard to establish which is good and not good. Here's my dilemma, though. You know, what should you tell them, people like that? More or less, like, should you just tell them to the face, like, hey, you suck, and actually do better songs. At the same time, you don't want to, you know, and not, you know, make them stop doing music. They should still do music, but also understand their limits. And this is kind of hard part when you sit in this position I'm sitting in, that you're judging other people's music in that kind of way, but also you know that your possibilities to make it big is kind of slim. You're very, very slim to getting anywhere with that kind of music. And really, you should probably be better off going some places and learn how to write better songs before you actually do it. That's actually the thing that I said to him. It's like, yeah, you should teach someone where, you know, go to somewhere there they can teach you how to write better songs so you get even better, more material. But he didn't want to listen to that here. He said, like, no, my song is pretty good enough, and I can't see anyone else teaching me a better way. And then you're really like, should I tell him that he sucks anyway or not? Because it's like, at the same time, he also like, yeah, I'm working hard, I'm working this, and calling people, I'm doing this and doing that. And at the same time, I felt like, yeah, you just called me, and you opened your mouth, it took me 10 seconds to not want to work with you and not want to do anything with you, actually. So what you did was like blowing away all the chances to work for me for the rest of the future. So actually I told him, yeah, you should probably get a manager. The problem here though is that it's like, I don't know which manager would work with this. This is kind of... Because that was his next question, of course. Do you know any manager that I can hook up with? And it's like, no, I really don't. And that's... this is the thing right now, though. That it's like... We're seeing the music industry divided in two right now. We're seeing that a big chunk of... of the music industry is getting faster and faster, bigger and bigger, and actually going away from the do-it-yourself people. The do-it-yourself people is left behind. I had one today. It's like totally also out in the blue. Didn't know what things to do and stuff like that. And it's like we seeing that do-it-yourself is really dead, and we seeing that. So it's gonna be a quite challenge in a couple of months or. So to be do-it-yourself people, and then you're back to trust your music into a bunch of kind of shady guys. Tom Silverman told me like this: that the new music industry have to be quite open and quite transparent. Which I said, like, yeah, that would be nice, but can we actually do this? And he didn't have really an answer to that one because it's like. Can we be transparent in this business that much that the artists actually understand what we are doing without telling too much information and the artists will try to do it themselves and actually fail because that's usually what's happening. Well, this is more a philosophical boo of this time, so now I'm going out in the woods and check for mushrooms. That's going to be much more fun than sitting in front of the computer the rest of the night. Okay, see you around.